The Washington State Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that a florist who declined to do flowers for a same-sex wedding broke the state's anti-discrimination law, but the same-sex couple who won the case isn't celebrating too enthusiastically just yet. Correspondent Anna King has more.
After hearing he and his husband had won the state Supreme Court against Arlene's flowers, Robert Ingersoll was celebrating, but not flat out. That's because he's worried about the future makeup of the U.S. Supreme Court and the 45th president.
I am worried. And then I'm also worried that he could sign an executive order that, you know, he's been talking about, or the religious community has been talking about. I mean, it's bothersome because this would all be for naught.
Washington's Attorney General Bob Ferguson said he'd heard similar rumors, but said the state was committed to protecting all Washington residents. I'm Anna King in Richland.